KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. I am Trina Quinn, and we are live in Studio 1A with Concert Club members. Welcome, our audience. We're excited to welcome Margo Price into Studio 1A. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming. We're going to start with a tune, of course, and we'll talk afterwards, have a little chat. Want to mention really quickly that besides being live on KUTX, we're also live on Facebook with an opportunity to win a vinyl copy of your great new album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, autographed by you. You just autographed it, right? Just a little while ago, right? Okay, so it's ready. So like and comment if you're watching live on Facebook, and that's how you get an opportunity to win that album. We'll choose a winner right after. Hit it, Margo. Let's hear a tune.
Well, being that we're in Austin, Texas here, we're going to do a song by Doug Somm called Give Back the Key to My Heart.
Live in Studio 1A, KUTX 98.9 with Margo Price. Welcome once again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
My gosh, I loved that. Of course, we love Doug Somm, and I love that tune. Anyone else enjoy that a little bit? Okay. Great. Well, introduce the band. We've got quite a few members here.
Yeah, I'm traveling with a whole bunch of boys here. to my left, my husband Jeremy Ivy playing harmonica and singing along with me. Over here on the pedal steel, Mr. Luke Schneider. Back on the bass, Kevin Black. The drums, Mr. Dylan Napier. The guitar here, Jamie T. Davis. And Micah Holscher is on the keys.
Great, yeah. And we're giving folks a view on Facebook right now. We're live on Facebook with Margot, and you can go to our page there and start watching and like and comment for a chance to win an autographed copy of her album. It's vinyl, by the way, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, out on Third Man Records. How exciting.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, that's Jack White's label, of course. what I read about was that you've been, you know, doing your thing in Nashville and you had quite a following, but maybe for about 10 years. And then kind of all of a sudden you met Jack White. Tell us a little bit about the story of how that happened, the signing, because from what I read, it seemed kind of out of the blue a little bit.
Yeah, I'd sent the album that we made at Sun Studio in Memphis, sent it around to a lot of labels, and I was getting a lot of rejection letters. It's getting hard to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
And I heard that they were into it, so I sent it to them, and they put it out. Didn't want to change a thing.
And you're like, that was easy?
Yeah.
Why didn't I start there?
I would have sent it to them first. I could have saved myself a lot of heartache.
So the record wasn't, Jack White doesn't have any... He wasn't playing on the record.
No,
he wasn't joining you for putting it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine you've met him. Not to make this all about him. I'm just a huge fan.
Right. No, he's a very sweet, very down-to-earth guy.
And great taste in music, right?
Yeah. He sure does.
Well, you're going to be performing tonight. Stubbs is the place, the Old Crow Medicine Show, along with Margot Price at Stubbs, stubsaustin.com for info about
come
tickets.
See us.
Yeah, come out. It's going to be a fun night at Stubbs, and it's going to be a little moist outside. Does it get humid in Nashville the way it's been? Okay, so you're cool.
Yeah, we're just normal day here for us. I don't know if it's hotter or not. It feels pretty humid in both places, but
yeah, it's the ones that aren't used to any type of humidity that are just shocked.
I got a cold heart though, so this warm weather is really good for me.
Well, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, tell us a little bit about the album. And I mean, you are a Midwest farmer's daughter, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, my folks had a farm when I was young, growing up, and so the album kind of, although I didn't plan it, it ended up being a bit of a concept album about my life and just kind of, you know, what's been going on and the struggles and the ups and downs. So it's a very honest album, and I'm so glad it's being well received.
Yeah,
because I never imagined it would after all the failure.
So sweet to be on top. Well, I see a lot of good things. I mean, the album just came out in March or May.
March.
Yes. Okay, and well, in May, I was thinking about you just performed on Saturday Night Live. That must have been exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. It was very out of the blue. We had something else planned that week, and then it was like 8 days before they wanted us to do it. And my manager called and said, maybe we'll change things around. I said, yeah, please. We'll be there.
We're showing up.
So, yeah.
Well, great. Margot Price live in Studio 1A. We're going to hear another tune from Margot. We've been playing this one, so we're going to like
awesome.
It. Yeah. It's KUTX. Thank you. Levinette, Margot Price, live in Studio 1A. We love it. Personal question, has anyone put a Herdin on a bottle in this room before? I see some hands. Yeah, it happens.
Not this morning, though, well, right? Hopefully.
We're not going to totally judge right now, but it is Friday. Margot, I think it's funny, we were talking about your album, and it's very personal to you, but a lot of times I feel like when artists go there, and they're brave enough to go there, that so many people can relate to that, and maybe, you know, that's why all these awesome things are happening, so very relatable.
Hopefully that's the goal is to share my misery with your misery. All of our misery will be dissolved together.
I think it cancels out, yeah.
It does.
Misery plus misery equals bliss. Margot Price and her great, fantastic band. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, give it up for these guys.
We heard two great songs here live on KUTX, and we're going to cut one off of the air. Then we'll have all three tunes available in our music archives at KUTX.org. But we're going to keep the camera rolling here on Facebook. If you are watching along on Facebook, you'll get to hear this tune. Margot's going to play off the air. And definitely jump on there and like and comment on our live post right now for an opportunity to win the vinyl album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, signed by Margot, just a little while ago. So you'll have opportunity at that. We'll draw a winner after we're all done, so in a little bit. Thanks so much to our audience. Thanks for coming in. They're going to get one more tune with Margot. Thanks to Jake Perlman. I see him back there engineering and making it sound great on the air. And thank you, Margot, for coming. Oh, of course, the show tonight at Stubbs. People need to go. Old Crow Medicine Show with Margot, StubbsAustin.com. And we're really excited to see you back here for Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah, it is an institution. And all your friends are playing, so it makes sense that you're on the bill. Thanks, Margot, and I think you're a band. Thanks.
We're off the air, but we're still live.
We're still on Facebook Live. And
I brushed my hair today.
That's right.
We're going to do a song. It's called Desperate and Depressed. I wrote it with my husband, Jeremy, who just disappeared. Well, I'm pissed off at the number of people that I meet who go to shake my hand with the viper of their sleep. They freeze me out in the winter, burn me up all summer, try to take my money when I'm desperate and depressed. Ain't it a mess? Well, I played for free and paid for the miles on my truck. Got no sleep in the motel, cause the worry keeps me up. It almost drives me crazy thinking about my baby and how he's gonna love me if I'm desperate and depressed. Ain't it a mess? Mama never told me that things would be this way. Stuck here making someone else's dime. $27. I wept for Richard Manuel, thinking I might have his luck. Or you talk behind my back, but don't stab me in the front. But don't think you can hurt me, cause I'm desperate and depressed. Can't get no rest. So please somebody tell me how to make it stop. This world feels like a roller coaster. Tried rehab and probation, tried self-medication, but none of that can cure you when you're desperate. nothing ain't a dime. So don't you try to sell me back what's mine. I'll be desperate and depressed until I die. Thanks for listening.